Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Let's see. So far we have Hubert, Mom, Auntie Carrie, Daniel with you guys?
Yes.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Auntie Dot.
Amen.
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 Okay, let's see. Auntie Carrie, you want to go ahead and start reading in Judges 10 while we'll wait for others to join in?
All right. Chapter 10, Judges. After Amalek there arose to defend Israel, Tola, the son of Pahal, the son of Dudu, and the man of Issachar, and he dwelled in Shamar in Mount Ephraim. And he judged Israel 23 years and died and was buried in Shamar. And after him rose Jair, a Gileadite, and judged Israel 22 years. And he had 30 sons that rolled up on Ascot. And they had 30 cities, which are called Habasha, Jar, unto this day, which are the land of Gilgal. And Jericho died and was buried in Canaan. And the children of Israel did evil against the sight of the Lord, and served Balaam, and as Ashtaroth, and the gods of Syria, and the gods of Zidon, and the god of Moab, and the gods of the children of the Ammon, and the gods of the Philistine, and they forsake the Lord, and served not him. And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of the Philistine, and into the hand of the children of Ammon. And that year they vexed and oppressed the children of Israel 18 years. All the children of Israel that was on that other side of Jordan in the land of the Amorite, which is Gilgad. Moreover, the children of the Ammon passed over Jordan to fight also against Judah and against Benjamin and against the house of Ephraim, and so that Israel was distressed. And the children of Israel carried unto the Lord, saying, we have sinned against thee, both because we have forsaken our God, and also served Balaam. And the Lord said unto the children of Israel, did I not deliver you from the Egyptians and from the Amorites, from the children of the Amazon and the Philistines, and the Zildian also, and the Amalekites, and the Moabites did oppress you, and you carried me, and I delivered you out of their hand. Yet ye have forsaken me and served other gods. Wherefore I will deliver you no more. Go and cry unto the God which you have chosen. Let them deliver you into time of tribulation. And the children of Israel said unto the Lord, we have sinned to do thou unto us whatsoever seems good unto thee. Deliver us only, we pray thee, this day. And they put away the strange God from among them and served the Lord, and his soul was grieved for the misery of Israel. Then the children of the Ammon were gathered together and encamped at Gilgal. And the children of Israel assembled themselves together and encamped of Mephet. And the children, and the people, and the princes of Gilgad said one to another, what man is he that will begin to fight against the children of the Amazon? He shall be head over all the inhabitants unto Gilgal. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Judges 10. And we did have a call to call in. Sister Shirley, good evening.
Hello.
Good evening. Okay, I'll do a roll call and we'll go ahead and get started with the program tonight. I have Brother Hubert, Brother Daniel, Auntie Dot, Auntie Carrie, Sister Shirley, and Mother May, and myself.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, we'll go ahead and get started. Let's see. Angela is out celebrating something. So I'm going to say good evening to everyone.
Good evening.
So this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Welcome to the Nellis Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please. Heavenly Father, for we gather here tonight to give you honor and to praise your name. Father God, for you are our rock and redeemer, and we thank you for your faithfulness, for you have never failed us, and you never forget or never take back your promises. Father God, you have promised when there are two or more gathered together in your name that you will be in the midst of it all. And Father, we ask that you fix our eyes on you and let our ears hear your voice. Allow our heart to be glad as we exalt your name. May we live in the light of your salvation and experience the freedom that is ours in you. To God be the glory. Let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, all right. The original songs that we had scheduled, we wasn't able to activate those songs, so we'll try and get those on next week. So we're going to have a backup song, Donnie McClurkin, title, I Need You.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I just want to apologize for the way the song came across tonight. That just let us know we can't do this without Angela. So we pray that she have a great time and hurry back. So, Hubert, I think we'll skip the last song because if it sounds anything like what we just heard, we don't want to hear it. Hear that. Amen, amen, amen. When you call on him, all you have to do is say, Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I will start out with Mom. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Luke 15:11-32, and the subject said returning home redeemer. Sometimes in travel we miss our exit or make a return. We find ourselves on the wrong road, and we are lost. To be temporarily lost on a road trip is frustrating, but to be lost forever would be devastating. God has charged a divine course for each of us. Sometimes because of self-will, doubt, heartache, and hardship, we make wrong turns. We find ourselves in trouble and off course. If we were unable to correct our mistake, leaving us separated from God, it would be tragic. Although we stray, exhausted ourselves while using our human infirmity, effort to find our way back. God stands patiently waiting through the redemption work of Jesus Christ on the cross. We find our way back. Like the father of the prodigal son, God has made provision for our return to him. And because Jesus Christ died for our sins, mistakes, and shortcomings, we can have direct access to our Heavenly Father. God opened his arm and welcomed us home. We are his beloved children, restored to him again. Even the angels in heaven rejoice because we have found our way. Thank God we have been redeemed. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Luke. Next, I have Sister Shirley. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
You need to come back to me. I'm driving.
Okay, no problem. Hubert. Any good news to share tonight?
Chapter 3. Who says in his heart, there's no God? They are corrupt and their ways are vile. There is no one who does good. God looks down from heaven on the sons of men to see if there are any who understand, any who seek God. Everyone has turned away. They have together become corrupt. There is no one who does good, not even one. Will the evildoer never learn? Those who devour my people as men eat bread, and who do not call on God, there they were, overwhelmed with dread, where there was nothing to dread. God scattered the bones of those who attacked you. You put them to shame, for God despised them. Oh, that salvation of Israel would come out of Zion, when God restored the fortune of his people. Let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Hubert, out of Psalm. Next, I have Auntie Dot. Any good news you have to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Mark chapter 14, verse 20 to 26. It is one of the 12, he replied. One who dipped bread into the bowl with me. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him. But woe to that man who betrayed the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born. While they were eating, Jesus took bread and then he had given thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, we hear you.
Okay. Okay, take it. This is my body. Then he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many. He said to them, truly, I tell you, I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine, from the wine, until that day when I drink anew in the kingdom of God. When they had sung the hymn, they went out to Mount of Olives. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sound like I was in and out.
It's got a, like an echo in the phone systems tonight. I hear myself after I talk, so having some technical difficulty tonight, but we're going to keep it going. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, Auntie Carrie. Any good news to share with the group tonight?
Yes, I'm coming out of Jonah, chapter 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up and flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going down to Tarshish, so that he paid a fare therefore, and went down into it to go with them into the Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth their wares that they were in the ship into the sea to lighten it of them. But Jonas was gone down into the side of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came unto him and said unto him, What needest thou, O sleepest? Arise, call upon thy God, if so that God will think upon us, that we perish not. And they said, Every one to his fellow, come, let us cast lots, that we may know who caused this evil upon us. So they cast lot, and the lot fell upon Jonas. Then said they unto him, Tell us, we pray, for whose cause this evil upon us? What is thy occupation, and whence thou come thou? What is thy country, and what people are thou? And he said unto them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which made the sea and the dry land. Then were all men exceedingly afraid, saying unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that they fled from the presence of the Lord, because he told them. Then said unto him, What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea warped and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, Take me up and cast me into the sea, so shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know my state, this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to the land, but they could not. For the sea warped and was tempted against them. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, We beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done in pleasing thee. So they took up Jonas and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from the raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and ordered a sacrifice unto the Lord, and made vow. Now that the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Carrie, out of Jonah. Let's see. Brother Daniel, any good news you would like to share with the group tonight?
I want to say hey, and I love everybody. I'm very grateful. I appreciate it. We're going to read our own stuff.
John 1. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. For his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He's like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruits in season. and who leads us not with us. Whatsoever he does prosper, not so the wicked. They are like that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the distance, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, where the wicked will perish. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that read and hear it referred by Daniel. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. All right. Sister Shirley, we'll just catch you on the second go round.
Okay.
Now, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in. Is there anyone we need to add to the list? Anyone aware of? Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Lord, we come before you tonight in need of your healing hand. And in you, all things are possible. And this prayer goes out to all of the sick and shut-ins, especially for Will Williams, Trey, Daniel, Joseph, Auntie Wally, and Kamisha. And Father God, we ask that you hold their heart within yours and renew their mind, body, and soul. And we ask that you give them the strength to move forward on the path that you have laid out for them and guide them towards health and give them wisdom to know that all things are possible. To God be the glory. Let everyone say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. We have reached a part of the program where we honor birthdays. And I'm looking at the week November 1st through November 7th. Mom, do you have Angela's list?
Yes, we have. I got November the 1st, Auntie Betty. November the 3rd, Alfonso. November the 5th, Saturday. November the 5th, Celeste, November the 6th, Rosalind Jenkins.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that list of birthdays, Hubert. That's quite a few in the month of November. And Auntie Dot, would you do us a favor and sing in the birthday song tonight?
I try. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Happy birthday, everybody.
Amen. Happy birthday.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Thank you for that beautiful song, Auntie Dot. Amen. Amen. We have reached a part of our program where we have a praise report testimony, a song or poem, or any more Bible verses that someone would like to share with the group tonight. And I will start out with Auntie Carrie.
I have a praise report. Brittany had gallbladder surgery on Wednesday, but she's doing good. She told me to tell y'all thanks for praying for her.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Okay, next I have Hubert. any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I pass.
Okay, Auntie Dot.
I pass.
Okay, Mom, any praise report, testimony, song, or poem you would like to share with the group tonight?
I have something like a poem. Therefore, the living. How did I get here? When I take a moment to look back in time, a whirl of mistakes come to mind. Selfish vision of time gone by, deceit and deception in a world full of lies. I feel the turmoil and pain I give away. All the passionate fury of yesterday. Then come night and I'm all alone, so far away from a place I call home. My heart opened up and begged for change, asking for help, changing lane. Sorry come and still fall free, longing for a better destiny. I feel in my soul that my prayers are heard. I pray that they will be answered. Come here, my prayer, Lord. I will do whatever you say, for there has to be a better way, one much more deeper than yesterday. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that beautiful poem, Mom. How did I get here? Amen. Amen. Brother Daniel, any lasting words you would like to share with the group tonight? No, ma'am. He passed. Okay. Okay, Sister Cheryl, are you in a position to do it, to share any words tonight? Okay, all right. Let's go ahead and assign parts. If she come in and she has something to share, we'll just let her cut in. We're going to go ahead and assign parts for next week. I'm looking at Judges 11. Kind of long, but the words. So do I have any takers for Judges 11?
Loretta. Loretta, I can do it, but I'll let that. I can do it, but I'll let it read it. I'll let it read itself.
Okay, that'll Amen. Be fine. Amen.
Okay, I can let it read Amen. Itself, okay?
Okay? Okay, I got you down for that. Okay, next I have blessing the prayer line. Anyone wants to do the opening prayer?
I will.
Who is that, Sister Shirley?
Yes.
Okay, blessing the prayer line, Sister Shirley. Okay, how about for the closing prayer? Do I have any takers for the closing prayer?
I do it.
Okay, that's Brother Hubert. Okay, so I have Auntie Carrie doing Judges 11 via audio, and then I have Sister Shirley will be blessing the prayer line, and Brother Hubert will be doing the closing prayer. And I want to thank Auntie Carrie for helping out this week with the reading of Judges 10. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Like I said, we're going to skip the song and everyone could. Well, is there anything anyone would like to share, Sister Shirley? Did you? I know you just called back in. Is there anything you would like to share with the group tonight? Are you in a position?
I'm in a position, and I tried to share, but I'll just do it next week.
Okay. Safe traveling. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. 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 Okay, so if everyone would bow their head for the closing prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, give us with the courage, like your prophet of old, to proclaim your justice throughout the land. May your wing lift up your people to rebuild the crumbling wall of our city, so that we may rejoice together as one true community. Bless and protect our leaders and government, that they may act with integrity and do what is right for all people. As one holy people, may we provide hope to those denied their basic needs. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, guys, this concludes our program for tonight. We pray that there was something shared that will help us through our challenging week. And may God bless us all and everyone have a glorious, healthy, victorious week. God loves you and so do one. And just a reminder, everyone get out and vote. We love you all. Have a blessed week. Good night.
Good night. Love y'all.
Good night. Love y'all.